and welcome to the next episode of the podcast Discipleship in Challenging Times. We're continuing with our mini-series on 2 Corinthians, and today we are looking at the verses 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 23, through to chapter 2 and verse 11. Before we read, we pray together. Lord, we ask for the presence of your Holy Spirit. We ask afresh that the same Spirit that inspired your word would make it alive to us now and apply it to our hearts. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. And so our reading this morning, beginning from verse 23 of chapter 1. I call God as my witness that it was in order to spare you that I did not return to Corinth. Not that we lord it over your faith, but we work with you for your joy, because it is by faith you stand firm. So I made up my mind that I would not make another painful visit to you. For if I grieve you, whom have I grieved? I wrote as I did, so that when I came I should not be distressed by those who ought to make me rejoice. I had confidence in all of you, that you would all share my joy. For I wrote to you out of great distress and anguish of heart and with many tears, not to grieve you, but to let you know the depth of my love for you. If anyone has caused grief, he has not so much grieved me as he has grieved all of you, to some extent, not to put it too severely. The punishment inflicted on him by the majority is sufficient for him. Now instead you ought to forgive and comfort him, so that he will not be overwhelmed by excessive sorrow. I urge you therefore to reaffirm your love for him. The reason I wrote to you was to see if you would stand the test and be obedient in everything. If you forgive anyone, I also forgive him. And what I have forgiven, if there was anything to forgive, I have forgiven in the sight of Christ for your sake, in order that Satan might not outwit us, for we are not unaware of his schemes. Well, welcome to the New Testament Church. Don't know if you've ever heard this bit of doggerel. To live above with saints we love, wouldn't that be glory? To live below with saints we know, well, that's a different story. And so often that is true. And we struggle to get along with each other, and church life can be difficult. And one of the things that readings like this do is inject a dose of reality for us, because we see that the New Testament church wasn't perfect. This passage opens a window onto some of Paul's struggles with the Corinthians. His last visit to them had been painful, and he had previously written to them, he says, with many tears. The causes of this great distress were many and varied. A survey of 1 and 2 Corinthians reveals a church which was beset with multiple problems of belief and behaviour. The issue here may have been a misinterpretation of Paul's earlier instruction to expel the wicked person from among you. The church had failed to forgive the offender despite his genuine repentance. It was not the first time they had misunderstood and misapplied Paul's teaching, and it would not be the last. Yet through all of this, Paul never gives up on this church. He loves it, works for it, and perseveres with it, As he does this, he authentically reflects Jesus' own great love for his people. As many of us know from experience, church is sometimes difficult. I have great sympathy with those who have been hurt by church, perhaps to the extent where they have been caused excessive sorrow. I know pastors who've been thrown out of their churches simply for exhibiting gospel faithfulness, and people who have been wearied, disillusioned, and occasionally exploited by the unreasonable demands of pastors. For all such, and for many more, it's tempting to drift to the margins of the local church or withdraw from it altogether. Yet this is not the Christ-centered model that Paul, who has suffered so much at the hands of the Corinthians, gives us. As a response to God's word, I encourage you, if you have fallen out of love with the church, to recommit to engaging with God's people in a thoroughgoing way. And if you know someone who has turned their back on the church, commit to encouraging them graciously to return. At this time of coronavirus, COVID-19, it is in some ways easy to engage with church. We can engage through services online. We can, as it were, sit at the back and no one notices that we're there. And that is great. And maybe you're engaging with these podcasts and engaging with church services in that way. Maybe after a time away, or perhaps even for the first time. May God bless you and encourage you on your journey. But there will come a point when church services will be physically happening again, and there will be an opportunity physically to be part of the people of God. That will be the moment of challenge and the moment of decision. I encourage you with all of my heart from the Word of God to take then that next step of engaging not only with God himself, but also with God's people in a more thoroughgoing way. If you do so, there will be times when you will be let down, just as there are times when we ourselves let people down. But you will also discover the joy of being part of the new community that God is building. As the old adage goes, if you find a perfect church, don't join it because you'll only spoil it. Be part of the solution to the difficulties that come up in church life. And may God bless you as you go. Let's pause for prayer. Lord, today I feel really challenged and moved to pray for those who have been burned by bad experiences of church. Occasionally horrific, but often the lower level, but nevertheless very difficult experiences of being the victim of ungodly behaviour, being wearied and burned out by unreasonable, unfeasible demands, and so much more. Lord, for all such, we hold them before you. And pray this morning for the grace of healing. May you pour it into their hearts and lives right now. Your mercy, your amazing grace, your peace. And Lord, may you give us courage and strength to step over the threshold of church life, as it were, not just to be at the back, virtually, or indeed even physically, but to come into the centre, to know you drawing us, to be close to you and close to your people. Forgive us for the times when sometimes we've been part of the problem, and help us in the power of the Holy Spirit to be instead part of the solution. As you build healthy, growing churches across the land of the United Kingdom and around the world, build your church, Lord. Make us strong, Lord. Empower us by the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen.